Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan. To get in on the show, 216-474-0092. 216-474-0092. We had Chris Easterling on from the Akron Beacon Journal. If you missed any of the interview, you can always go to the Odyssey app and check that out. Baskin and Phelps podcast there. And then Daryl Ryder is going to join us at noon. We're going to talk more Browns with him, but we're also going to get into the Dome and the Dome situation and then the groundbreaking ceremony they had there yesterday. There was a funny line. I'll bring it up a little bit later, but you'll want to hear it because Daryl made a point to bring it out on social media yesterday. I'll bring that up in a little bit. Your thoughts on Chris Easterling and what we heard from Chris and his evaluation, what he thought about OTAs. And I thought when he talked about the running backs at the end, Jeff, that, you know, as much as we want to talk about quarterbacks and what that situation looks like, it sounds like it's a level playing field for those guys, too, that at least three of the guys, I would say.
I would think so. You're ruling out Pierre Strong?
A little bit, yeah. I don't know that I should, though. I don't know if that's fair, but I mean, Pierre has more experience. Pierre's been in the league longer than Jerome, hasn't he?
I like Pierre. I think he's interesting. I don't think he's ever had the real opportunity
I
here.
Agree with
yeah.
That.
Well, and there were other guys there. You know, you had Nick Chubb, you had Kareem Hunt, you had guys. So you had Jerome Ford. I am very anxious to see what happens with the running back situation. And I don't think it'll be anything but good. Andy, that's the thing. Judkins looks like a guy who you can give 250 carries a year to, 200-plus carries anyway. And I'm curious about Samson. To me, Samson is kind of the wild card. You know, does he take a backseat to Jerome Ford, or does he put Jerome Ford in the backseat? That, to me, is the thing to watch here.
There's a part of me that thinks that when Kevin Stefanski looks at his roster and says, when he ready, at least just for opening day, and you might get excited about the shiny new toys that you have on the roster and be like, oh, Quinshon Judkins, we're going to run. Oh, Dylan Sampson, we're going to run him. There's a part of me that I think Kevin might want to just lean on experience and making sure that you have guys that are able to take care of the football, that are able to execute. I'm not saying that Samson or Judkins can't, but I'm wondering that if they look at it and they say, okay, who do I want, especially the first game of the season, who do I trust and do I know exactly what I'm going to get? He knows exactly what he's going to get out of Jerome Ford. I also happen to feel the same way about the quarterback spot. Like, and as much as everyone wants to say Kenny Pickett's probably going to start and they feel like Kenny Pickett's the front runner right now, it would be really, really, really hard for me if I was Kevin Stefanski to walk by these guys and not look at Joe Flacco and say, here's the ball. Please go start the first game for us and we'll figure out what's going on down the road. Right. I know that might not be
popular. Can I go counterpoint?
Yeah, I know that might not be a popular thought, but I,
let me go counterpoint.
I want them to win, and I just like Joe Flacco starting that first game of the season feels better than the other guys to me.
Okay. If I'm Kevin Stefanski, the last thing in the world I think you should probably do this year is play it safe. You see Jerome Ford and you think, well, I know what Jerome can do, so I'm gonna go ahead and give him the ball. And has he been okay? Yeah, he's been okay. I mean, there's not, but is he a special running back at the NFL level? I don't know the answer to that. I would think no. Could Quinshon Judkins be?
Yeah.
Yep. Could Dylan Sampson?
Yep.
Maybe. And I'm going to go for it. I'm going to look at Joe Flacco, and I'm going to think, okay, I know what I have there. He's 40 years old, but could
I don't. Dylan I'm not Gabriel, looking at his age. I'm sorry.
Okay. I'm looking at what he's done in the number of years since he left Baltimore, and I'm not overly impressed, except for five games here. Hold on.
Yeah.
I know what I'm going to get from Joe. I'm going to get a guy that Indianapolis gave the job to, and then he coughed it up. And if I think Dylan Gabriel can be special, if I think Shedeur Sanders can be special, if I think Kenny Pickett's the best of the bunch, I'm going with that guy. Because Kevin won three games last year, Andy. Mm-hmm. That's on his resume.
For sure.
And he better win this year. So if he plays it safe, and safe doesn't produce wins, he's going to be out. I mean, we all know that. He knows that. That's the way the NFL works. You might survive 1-3-14. You're not going to survive another.
In Indianapolis, they also had Anthony Richardson, who they believe should have been something special. And they also believe that they probably want to go through some growing pains with him because he's a young quarterback. And if you've got Joe Flacco there and you've got a young quarterback that you want to be your quarterback in the future, I can understand why you would make that switch. And maybe you're saying the same thing with Shedeur Sanders and Dylan Gabriel, that you feel like you have something special. So maybe that's why you would curtail yourself against Joe Flacco. I you know, it's a what have you done for me lately league. And I know what Joe has done for the Browns lately. I know there's a whole season in between. And I know they walked away from him, too. Easily could have had him back last year. Easily. But didn't want the conflict between him and Deshaun and who knows what the uproar would have been. There's a part of me that would be very comfortable as Kevin Stefanski handing the ball to Joe Flacco the first week of the season and saying, go. Even maybe a little bit more so than Kenny Pickett. Because it seems to me that Pickett, again, and it's also the way that Chris broke it down, that Dylan Gabriel was the first guy they picked in the draft, and Kenny Pickett was the first quarterback they picked up out of this group. So that they had a mission and a plan to go get both of those guys.
Sure seemed like.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Yeah. Eddie is in Westlake. Hey, Eddie.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good. What do you think, Eddie?
Hi, Eddie. Good to have you with us again.
You know, the way I look at it is, you know, the NFL is a young man's game, and the Browns took these two running backs, for a reason, because they lacked in the running game. You know, Jerome Ford, you know, hey, man, he might be a great guy, but Junkins is going to get about 20 carries from day one, and I feel like Jerome Ford will be on the roster. I feel like, Pierre Strong is probably going to be the odd man out as far as those running back go, but it's a young man's game. And as far as this quarterback situation goes, the way I view this is, you know, and I've said this countless times, but I view Dylan Gabriel as a backup, and, you know, and the Browns, you know, they may have their number two quarterback for at least the next 4 years, okay, as far as he's concerned. But they have to find out sooner or later on Shedeur Sanders. And the upside for Flacco, you know, the disparity between Flacco, you know, running Flacco out there or starting Shedeur Sanders, it's not that much. They have to know sooner than later, because guess what? This is what we can agree upon. We can agree that they're not going to have four quarterbacks going into the season.
Right. So I agree with you.
So that's not how. So let me tell you this. You don't know what you have in these guys. Say you say, hey, I'm going to run Flacco out there or whatever, and Flacco, you know, wins 6 or 7 games. I don't know. And you still don't know anything about these guys. Now you're 100% going to draft another quarterback. So your room is going to look like this, because like I said, Dylan Gabriel, I think, was a mistake pick, but that's okay. I'm going to give Andrew Berry a pass because he was so good on the rest of the draft. But guess what? He's not going anywhere because they took him in the third round. And we know that Andrew Berry will extend his picks longer than he needs to. You know, a lot of wide receivers that he kept around that was drafted in the third round, yep. David Bell and the guy before that, way too long. So Dylan Gabriel is safe. Shedeur Sanders not going nowhere either. So now you're going to have a quarterback room of a rookie and these two guys that didn't play. So is that going to happen? I don't think that that's going to be the room that they're going to have. So that's why I'm trying to tell you that I believe that what's going to happen is they're going to have to find out real quick whether they need a quarterback or not. And if Shedeur Sanders not the answer to them, yeah, they're probably going to let him go. But they got to find out sooner than later. And the upside for Flacco is not as great. Like, it's not like, you know, we don't start Flacco, we're not going to go to the playoffs. I mean, that day is past. Unless we have a top 3 to 5 defense, this schedule is brutal. And I mean, it's the NFL, so it's any given Sunday. But they got to find out sooner than later if they have the quarterback to build on. So then they could take these picks next year and build the rest of the roster,
or
as opposed to figuring out whether or not they got to package these together to move up and then have a quarterback room again of a rookie quarterback and then two other second-year guys that didn't even play.
Good point. That's a good point.
Room.
Yep. All right, Eddie, thank you. I appreciate it. I see the way he's laid out the room, and I can't argue with him. I think he's right. Are you going to end up coming back next year with here's what I don't want. I want them to be able to believe in either Gabriel or Sanders going into next season so that they can take that extra first-round pick and get someone other – or both, that's fine. But I don't want them to have to be in a position to have to draft a quarterback again next year. And we all know that that's a parachute that they have. If they want to jump out of the plane with the 4 or 5 guys they have on – or 5 guys they have on the roster at quarterback – they have a parachute for next year.
Do you agree with this, though? If they find their long-term quarterback out of the 4 guys, and I'm not counting Deshaun. Well,
out
of the 3 guys.
Yeah.
I'm not counting Deshaun. I'm not counting Joe. If they find their long-term quarterback out of these 3 guys, man, they got lucky.
They did.
They got lucky. And that's why, Andy, even next year, with 2 first-round picks, you can't eliminate the idea of taking a quarterback, because if they're high enough, either with their pick or with Jacksonville's pick, to get a guy that they really like, who they think is going to be really good, well, you got to take him. You do. You really have to take him. Unless Pickett, Gabriel, or Sanders go out and throw for 30 touchdowns with 10 interceptions and, 4,000 yards.
They're in a weird spot, but it's weird because in some ways it's good, and in other ways it's horrible. Jim is in Strongsville. Hi, Jim.
Hey, guys, listen, I understand the affection for Flacco, but you also got to look at it in terms of, look, that was mad. There was some pixie dust mixed in with those five games. I mean, with the number of turnovers he had, winning those games was statistically very unusual for the NFL. So to think that's going to happen again, I think I get it. We all have warm feelings about it. But here's a topic you guys got to think about. Look, Deshaun Watson's going to be your veteran on the roster next year. The way they restructured his contract, they restructured it for him to be a June 1st, 2027 cut. They're not cutting him. They're not cutting him or moving. You want to know who the veteran's going to be on the team next year in the locker room? It's going to be Deshaun Watson. They're going to run. I know it sounds, I've been against it, but I was reading Jack Duffy's piece on it. There's no reason. This is happening. He will be on the roster next year in training camp if you're looking for who's the veteran going to be there, because they're stuck with him financially until June 1st, 2027.
Did you want me to argue with you? Because I can't. I see it. There's a lot of people that don't, though. There's a lot. Like I keep saying, don't rule Deshaun out if he's even a tinge healthy at the end of the season, and they're able to bring him off the IR at the end of the year to let him play. There's too much money invested in him. And as we were talking to Kevin Stefanski again on Monday, I said, hey, you've got four different kinds of quarterbacks here to kind of look at and evaluate. And he reminded me we have five, and one is influential in the quarterback room, and guys are talking to him and looking up to him.
I mean, Andy, that restructure makes it almost financially impossible for them cap-wise to move on from him until June 1st, 2027. That was what that restructure did. I mean, whether we like it or not, that's like that's the facts of it. It's just
they
would take it.
They might be able to. Jim, there's a part of me, though, that makes me think they might be able to eat some cash at the end of this year and get to go for it in June of 2026.
It'd have to be another restructure.
Yeah, there's a part that kind of goes there. Jim, I got to take a break, but thank you. Appreciate you. Jim from Strongsville. Darryl Ryder, you know him, you love him. He's our Browns beat reporter. He's next right here, Baskin and Phelps.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.